Returning home now, 30 children were either missing or accounted for when an inspection of TUSLA's service for separated children was carried out by HICWA earlier this year. The Health Information and Quality Authority was told by staff of the service that they did not routinely contact other jurisdictions after children go missing from their care. HICWA said improvements are needed to respond appropriately to this vulnerable cohort of children arriving as unaccompanied minors into Ireland. For more on this now, we're joined in studio by our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally. And what explanation of what HICWA has been looking at here?
Yeah, so HICWA monitors some of the most vulnerable children in the state, and they are put under the care of the Child and Family Agency. These particular children arrive into Ireland, they're unaccompanied. So there's no parent, no guardian. And those from Ukraine, they would have temporary protection, like adults, for example. And then the other kids who are arriving seeking international protection, that's asylum, essentially. So the TUSLA team takes responsibility for these children. Now, HICWA monitors this service from the arrival of the child in it. So we can see in this report, for example, the inspectors were in a position to monitor the intake and assessment team of TUSLA. They were working with the new arrivals, and that was viewed as very positive and very good. And then the inspectors went through the case files of the children, and they pulled sample files to drill down into the lives of these children, how they're getting on and how their situations are being managed. And the children themselves, they go into foster care services or special emergency accommodation, or sometimes voluntary providers find accommodation for them. So that's where it starts.
And what did they find when they drilled into those files?
Yeah, so in the previous 12 months to the inspection, so that's last year in the main, there were about 877 referrals to the service. Now, inspectors went into those files and found that approximately 30 children were missing and unaccounted for. So they sampled 10 of these. And in one case, for example, a 12-year-old child, she'd been missing for 18 months, but this didn't result in strategy meetings with An Garda Síochána, nor was there contact made with the UK counterparts or counterparts in Northern Ireland to locate the child. There is a joint national protocol between An Garda Síochána, the HSC and TUSLA, for example, but HICWA found that there's limited liaison going on with the Gardaí in this respect when it comes to missing children. So there's a problem here, because it appears from this report the protocol is just not working, or it's just not functioning. So there was also a 14-year-old child also mentioned in the report missing from care for 6 months up to this inspection. And while a strategy meeting was requested by the social worker in TUSLA, this occurred 5 months after the child was reported missing from care. So there was no evidence, for example, of liaison with counterparts in other jurisdictions just to find the child and locate the child. So the problem here is, if you can't locate the child, there's a risk of trafficking. But the assessment of risk in that regard, that wasn't used across the service. So they pulled 50 case files and reviewed those, and they found that just 9 cases had a trafficking assessment on the children's files.
To people listening to the programme, the first thing they're thinking of is why. So has TUSLA been able to give any explanation as to the circumstances that you've just described?
Yeah, so in terms of, I mentioned at the start of the piece there that, you know, there's an intake and assessment teams, and they're the ones who take care of the children who arrive into the service. And by right, they should be transferring those children to a dedicated social worker, but they're not in a position to do so because the social workers aren't available. And we know this for some time now, that there is a problem in TUSLA regarding social workers. So I asked TUSLA, like, what's the response to this? And they said, like, the report highlights risks and ongoing challenges, but it also says that since the last inspection in November 2023, there has been improvements to governance, case management and oversight structures. Yes, HICWA did find improvements on 2023, but in that inspection in 2023, they failed 9 out of 10 standards. They've just failed 7 out of 8. So yes, there have been improvements, but they've been small improvements. The manager of the National Services and Integration Team, Lorna Kavanagh, she said the service operates in challenging, risk-laden, fast changing context marked by rising referrals and inherently complex needs. She said they're deeply committed to ensuring that all children in care of the service receive a safe, timely and appropriate service.
Alva Keneally, RT's social affairs correspondent, thank you very much for joining us.